This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day for most Americans. It is the holiday commemorating the great work of the Nobel Peace Prize winning Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He's one of America's heroes. He is commemorated on the Mall in Washington, D.C. with a monument. And this is a day when there are many people who have the day off and have devoted themselves to thinking about what the holiday means, what it signifies. But there's a particular shock today that I'm stunned to actually read about. It is a YouGov economist poll that asked a question. Do you think that Martin Luther King's birthday should be a federal holiday? For the record, my answer would be clearly yes. I think it's been a meaningful federal holiday and a contribution to the country. But it turns out that among Republicans, the 39% said yes, MLK should be a federal holiday, with the remaining 61% either saying it should not be a holiday, 37%, or they're not sure. And the stunning thing about it is that this has changed over the last 9 years. People are less supportive of the holiday than they were 9 years ago. Nobody better to talk to about that than a great thinker and political commentator who has made a particular point of commemorating Dr. King's work, Juan Williams. He, of course, is a contributor to Fox News and is well known for his books, including the latest book, What the Hell Do You Have to Lose? Trump's War on Civil Rights. Juan, it's great to talk to you today. What do you make about what Mediaite calls this shock poll about Republicans saying MLK Day should not be a federal holiday?
Well, Michael, thanks for having me on, and it's a pleasure to talk with you on this King holiday, because I think you're someone who is in touch with American politics and culture so deeply, and I think the fact that you focus on this, again, evidence that you're in touch with something that's right at the heart of the conversation in America. And to my mind, this shocking poll, you know, that you have so many Republicans saying it shouldn't be a federal holiday, is evidence of how polarized and politicized race has become in America. As you point out, the big change has taken place in a relatively short period of time. And what is it concurrent with? It's concurrent with the rise of Donald Trump on the Republican side. It's concurrent with the idea that the Republican Party has become dominated by white, rural, older people. And I think a lot of sort of white grievance and anger is evident in that shock poll that we see today. I don't think people are out of touch with what Dr. King contributed to the society. It's hard to argue with the historical record. But instead, I think they're making a statement about their feelings about race today, which is they have a lot of anger at black people. They do not like the Black Lives Matter movement. They don't like necessarily, and I think this is evident from the Trump vote, I think they didn't like a black president. I'm not sure they're too excited about a black woman being on the Supreme Court. They might be happy with Clarence Thomas, who is possibly the most conservative of all Republican nominees on the court today. But in general, they're just not happy. They feel like, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter movement has led to corporations being more woke or politically correct. They think that this has made the society less inviting for them, and they're uncomfortable, and they don't like it.
Well, this is what you're saying is exactly right when you look at the numbers inside the poll. They point out that support for the holiday from racial subgroups was highest among black respondents. Surprise, 77% of black people said yes to the holiday versus 10% who said no. The among white respondents, the support was lowest among white men with no college degree, where it was down to 44%. But then when it comes to Republicans, by far the lowest support for the holiday came from Republicans, only 39% of whom said yes. And what's interesting about this is that when you compare it to polls that were taken at the time that the holiday became part of American tradition in 1983, signed by President Reagan, by the way, and championed by Newt Gingrich and another Republican senator, a black Republican senator, Edward Brooke of Massachusetts, and then John Conyers of Michigan on the House side. But it, with all of that, the one thing that has changed most is there are more people who say they're not sure. Is back in 1983, when the holiday was instituted, people were definite about supporting it. But there's more doubt about the support. Is that, has that been a reaction to some of the other issues that came up? You mentioned Black Lives Matter. What about the plea for reparations? Do you think that has some connection with
I think it might. I think it's a, you know, it's a pretty extreme request, because you mentioned John Conyers, Congressman Michigan, and Conyers had introduced something like this back in the 80s, but again, it was never taken seriously. It never got anywhere near close enough votes. He would have, like, subcommittee hearings. Then there was a writer for The Atlantic, Ta-Nehisi Coates, who wrote an important piece saying, oh, you know, people should think about reparations more seriously. But even during the Obama years, with a black president, Michael, it never got any serious consideration from the White House pushing it, or from the Congress, Senate or House. So, I mean, it could be people say, oh, I've heard talk of reparations and I don't like it. Could be that. But I don't think that that's of sufficient power in the national conversation to have driven what we're seeing in this poll. I think that this is a result of people who are turned off and angry in terms of white grievance, in large part feel like, you know what, they can say this because the society is changing quickly. There are more people of color in the society. There are more immigrants, more women in positions of power. And they feel that, you know, political correctness and woke corporations and even black princesses on Disney is all ridiculous, and they think this has gone too far. And I think this is especially true, as you noted, for people who are not college-educated, white, and don't know people of color. And so this is their moment to shout and to scream, enough with this Martin Luther King holiday.
One of the things that I wrote about in my book, God's Hand on America, was the deep religiosity of Dr. King, who, of course, was trained as a pastor. His father was a pastor. His grandfather was in the church. And wouldn't you expect that some conservative evangelical Christians would emphasize this holiday as a means of showing the positive impact of the Christian tradition on the country at large?
Absolutely. In fact, if we just stop for a second on this Dr. King holiday and said, you know, a man from Mars arrives and says, you know, so what was the message from this Dr. King that so resonated, that was so effective in the midst of all the turmoil? And because you go back to the 60s, and remember, King was not a celebrated figure in the 60s. He was celebrated in terms of media attention. Everybody knew who he was, but he wasn't celebrated in terms of approval. He wasn't a much-loved figure at that time, and the reason was that some people saw him as an agitator, you know, too much of an activist. But so what would you say to this man from Mars? And the answer is you would say, Dr. King said to whites who were segregationists, we're all Christians. We're all children of God, no matter of your religious faith.
And that message is certainly an important message for the holiday. Juan Williams, some of his most recent commentary, posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. Over a million kids were subjected to learning loss and emotional harms caused by prolonged school shutdowns in our state. Now, those kids are being passed through the system without the harms being addressed. What if parents could direct funding so that their children receive the extra tools or tutoring they need? What if parents could choose the school that best fit their child rather than a one-size-fits-all system? Fund students, not systems. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
I'm just shocked.
And on the Michael Medved Show on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, where our number is 1-800-955-1776 if you want to join in the conversation. There was a great deal of agitation over the weekend about an announcement by the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, that the government is about to hit its debt ceiling, Which, again, you say, so what? You know, they're going to have another fight over money. Well, this is fairly dire. And there was actually a report on National Public Radio that I think is worth considering very seriously. And they point out that hitting the national debt ceiling is a major worry for Washington right now. On Friday, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned that the U.S. is on track to reach the debt limit, or the cap on how much money the federal government can borrow, by Thursday. That's Thursday, this coming Thursday. The ceiling was last raised by $2.5 trillion in December 2021 to a total of $31.4 trillion in the national debt. And of course it's too high. And of course it's a shame to raise it. But the real shame would be if they don't make some kind of deal to get that done. The close to hitting the debt ceiling, they comment, the government must win over House Republicans. In the past, Congress has avoided breaching the limit by simply raising it. But House Republicans said they will not support increasing the debt ceiling this time around unless they get spending cuts or other concessions. Now, most worrisome is everybody has known that even before the renegades or the blockheads who were blocking Kevin McCarthy's speakership, even before they negotiated a deal where apparently Kevin McCarthy has now agreed that they won't raise the debt ceiling without some kind of concession on the part of the Democrats for cutting spending. In a letter to congressional leaders, Treasury Secretary Yellen, former head of the Federal Reserve, said deadlock around the debt ceiling can cause, quote, irreparable harm to the economy and even global financial stability. She hearkened back to 2011 when the U.S. reached its debt limit, wreaking havoc on the stock market. Now, part of what's so terrible about all of that is that back in 2011 when they did this again and they played this game of chicken, it really did have a dire impact because it downgraded the quality of U.S. debt, which means you end up paying more in interest and more, and it, rather than saving the government money, you actually cost the government money. If the U.S. reaches its debt ceiling, the Treasury will have to take extraordinary measures. That's what Janet Yellen said. If there is a stalemate, a few things can happen. First, the Treasury will begin to move money around to cover the shortfall in cash flow. And that can keep them going without the government closing or without hitting a crisis, probably for several months. But at some point or another, it's a ceiling. And you can bang your head on the ceiling and bust it open. First, the Treasury will begin to move money around to cover the shortfall in cash flow. These actions can only last for a few weeks or perhaps months. Once those measures run out, the federal government will have a hard time paying its obligations, like Social Security and Medicare. And you may not be personally dependent on Social Security and Medicare, but you ought to think about it, because whoever you are, wherever you are in life, you're paying a great deal of money. It's 15% between you and your employer. Half of it is you, half of it is your employer. It comes out of your check every month. And that goes into not a trust fund. There's no lockbox. It doesn't exist. It just goes on the books, and it's money they owe you. And if they can't pay you, they'll find a way of either raising the retirement age. Who knows? So far, the U.S. has never defaulted on its debt, but Yellen warns that if Congress fails to act, that may happen as soon as June. The debt ceiling has been raised often, but this time may be different. By the way, the debt ceiling has been raised mostly under Republican presidents. 49 times it's been raised under Republican presidents. only 29 times under Democratic presidents. That's because going back to Reagan and Bush and the other Bush, since we've had a debt ceiling, we've had an abundance of Republican presidents and who have been more sympathetic to actually trying to trim the spending before the debt ceiling is raised. Although Congress has a pattern of raising the limit, the decision to increase the federal debt ceiling is never easy. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told President Biden that Republicans are interested in imposing a spending cap in exchange for temporarily raising the debt ceiling. McCarthy pointed to a 2019 spending deal between his predecessor, that would be Nancy Pelosi, and former President Trump as a model. That agreement included bolstering spending for defense and domestic programs. But the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said Biden is not interested in negotiating. What? That's irresponsible on the part of a president who is just losing control of the situation. How can he say or have his press secretary say he's not interested in negotiating? If this is so serious, and I think it is, it could impact you and me and everybody out there. Here's what Karine Jean-Pierre said. She said, it's not and should not be a political football. This is not political gamesmanship. This should be done without conditions. Well, they don't agree. And obviously, you have to reach some kind of compromise. Offer something. Because for some reason, this is Kevin McCarthy's line, and he's right. Okay, the Republicans did not win some kind of red tsunami, as people were expecting, but they won enough seats to take over control of the Congress, of the House of Representatives. And yes, even without George Santos, they'll still have control. When the U.S. hit its debt ceiling in 2011, it took months for the economy to recover. The last time the U.S. hit its debt ceiling, it rattled the markets, it sank stock prices, and took a toll on people's retirement savings. Great, just what we need. It was also the first time that the federal government saw its credit rating actually downgraded. Although the country avoided defaulting, the Treasury found that delays in raising the limit bruised the economy, which took months to recover. So far, the markets are assuming this debt ceiling crisis will work out. The markets have not gone down today. Not at all. Because they're closed. It's a holiday. Let's hope for the best tomorrow. We will be right back with shocking news about George Santos. Coming up.
Michael Medved Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day today, speaking at the National Action Network's MLK Day breakfast. Biden said we should be following Dr. King's teachings and words.
Dr. King's life and legacy, in my view, show us the way forward. We just have to look back. We got to be prepared.
He also explained how much his administration has done for minorities, including funding for historically black colleges and universities. The United States will hit its debt limit later this week. That's the warning from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She's told Congress, the Treasury Department will begin to take steps soon to avoid default. She is unable to estimate just how long the federal government will be able to pay its bills after the debt limit is reached. Thousands of customers of NortonLifeLock have had their accounts breached over the past few weeks, according to the digital security company. The breach would have given hackers access to customers' password managers, may have also exposed their names, phone numbers, and mailing addresses. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved.
You is the grooviest.
And on the Michael Medved Show, some of the news that seems to break every day about George Santos is just amusing. I mean, over the weekend, the story of his extraordinary volleyball prowess, which goes along with his claim that he's 6'2", which is... It does not appear to be borne out by the photographs or him standing next to people who are known not necessarily to be giants. But in any event, Santos over the weekend was talking about how he was very proud to be the star, a striker, on the volleyball team at Baruch College, and that they won the statewide volleyball championship, and he said, and we beat volleyball powers like Yale and Harvard, and okay, and winning the state championship, he also said, unfortunately, because of that commitment to volleyball while he was in college and getting his 3.9 grade average, graduating summa cum laude, which is tough to do when you aren't even admitted to the college you claim to have gone to. They have no record of you. They don't know who you are. And I'm not even sure they have a volleyball team. But he claimed he had 2 surgeries that he had to pay for to have his knee reconstructed from the ardors of playing volleyball. Now, none of this is true. It's just so incredibly bizarre. I wonder, why didn't he say, because it would have impressed people even more, why didn't he say he was captain of the football team at Baruch College, which I think may not have a football team. I think it's entirely possible. This is completely psychologically warped. It is insane. It is delusional. But there's more. The George Santos regularly claimed, I should say Representative George Santos, regularly claimed a former Donald Trump associate and cash handler for a notorious Russian oligarch was just a businessman who happened to donate to his campaign. But as with most things involving Santos, things were not exactly what they seemed. Santos's relationship with Andrew Intrater, a businessman who donated thousands of dollars to Santos' campaign committee and those linked to him. Now, of course, you're not allowed to donate unlimited money to somebody else's campaign. You can donate money to your own campaign, and which is what's interesting is there's a record that Santos provided $700,000 of his own money to his campaign. And see, it's easier to do that because then there are no limits when they're paying you back. Because then they're just paying you back for a loan that he made to his campaign. And there are questions about, by the way, how he spent that $700,000, but most questions are where he got it. But this might answer some of those questions. Santos's relationship with Andrew Intrater, a businessman who donated thousands of dollars to his campaign committee and those linked to him, now appears to have extended his work to his work with Harbor City Capital, an investment firm that federal investigators have labeled a Ponzi scheme. In other words, it was crooked. They basically just took new investors to pay old investors and tried to keep it going. This is far from just a guy who donated to Santos' campaign. Intrater also had a substantial business relationship with Santos, according to a court filing that has just been obtained by the Washington Post, putting hundreds of thousands of dollars into Harbor City Capital, which is one of those companies that Santos claims association with, though it's not a savory association. This is seriously problematic. And again, coming up to the fight over the debt ceiling, which is going to be a very serious... What role does George Santos play in any of that? Well, of course, every Republican vote is crucial, but what is most crucial is basically trying to reach some kind of agreement on something that can allow the people in Congress to do their job. Because what we're talking about here with the debt ceiling is not saving money, not cutting back on spending, because the money's already been spent. It's already committed. It's already authorized. This is just paying off the debt that allows that money to be spent. And Representative James Comer, who is one of the leaders of the new Congress, he's the new head of the Oversight Committee, which is going to be doing investigations of everything, including Hunter Biden, of course. What he said is he talked about national security. This is Representative Comer, clip 12.
We hope that the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, will agree to spending cuts. Look, this has to stop. We cannot continue to operate with these types of deficits. Our national debt is one of our biggest threats to our national security. China continues to have leverage over us because of the basic financial strength of their overall economy versus ours with respect to the national debt. So Republicans were elected with a mandate from the American people in the midterm elections. We campaigned on the fact that we were going to be serious about spending cuts. So the Senate's going to have to recognize the fact that we're not going to budge until we see meaningful reform with respect to spending.
Okay, when you talk about meaningful reform in general, it sounds good. Now, if they can try to work on this so we don't come up to this situation in June where people are going to try to get their money out of the market because of worrying about some kind of collapse or crash, none of this is cheerful. None of it is encouraging. Meanwhile, it's all considerably more important than it seems to me the Trump papers at Mar-a-Lago or the Biden papers next to his Corvette, and with an extra, what is it, I think they found two more sheets. And they don't know what they have in them because the attorneys that Biden sent do not have a security clearance. There is also this, which is awful news, and it's from Ukraine. At least 30 people remain missing from Saturday's attack in the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro. And rescue teams continue picking through the rubble in hopes of finding survivors. The Ukraine Security Service said at least 75 people were injured, 14 of them children. In the high-rise building, 72 apartments were completely destroyed and 236 were damaged, leaving hundreds of Ukrainians homeless in the dead of winter. The several dozen Russian soldiers were involved, led by Colonel Timoshin Oleg Evgenievich, who's commander of Russia's 52nd Heavy Bomber Aviation Regiment. The Kremlin appears to be preparing to conduct a decisive strategic action in the next 6 months, intended to regain the initiative. This is the CNN report on the... we will get to that. There is also a report on the state of the Trump campaign from his former campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway. You remember her. And she says that he can win, but there's a catch. And she's fairly honest about recognizing some of the baggage that President Trump is going to have a very tough time overcoming with his new campaign. We will get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved show, with the attack on the Ukrainian city of Dnipro and 72 apartments completely destroyed and 236 seriously damaged. I try to imagine that you weren't lucky enough to have won life's golden ticket and to be born in the United States or to live in the United States legally. Or under any capacity. Imagine that you, through no fault of your own, and again, it's easy for me to imagine because my grandfather came from Ukraine. My grandmother came from Ukraine. My dad, thank God, was born here. But, let's say you're living in an apartment and all of a sudden you're hit by a Russian missile. On what basis do they believe that they are serving some kind of higher cause to turn off power, to turn off civilian power, to hit civilian targets like these apartments in Dnipro, to kill these people who are civilians, who are not part of the war effort? What basically is the excuse here? Russia was not attacked. Russia was in no danger from Ukraine. The regime, God willing, is in danger now. They say that the missile strike took place on Saturday with what Ukraine's Air Force Command said was a KH-22 missile launched from Russia's Kursk region. Military officials said Ukrainian forces shot down 21 of 33 total missiles Russia fired that day, but that Ukraine does not have a system that is capable of intercepting that particular missile. The Russians say they didn't aim the missile at civilian targets, but the missiles were driven off course by the Ukrainian efforts to shoot them down. So, again, what the Russians are arguing is that, really? That for this apartment building, don't try to shoot down our missiles that are headed in that direction, because if you do try to shoot them down, you may not succeed. And in any event, even if you do succeed, you'll be blamed for the destruction and the killing. Here's the CNN report on what happened, clip 4.
Olha Nevinchanaya says she passed by the building only about half an hour before it was hit. There are many friends and people close to me here. Many, many, she says. Olena Loyan, stunned by the scale of the destruction, curses the Russians. I simply hate them. Children, people died here, and then she can't speak anymore. Throughout the night, the death toll continued to jump. On top of the many killed, Ukrainian authorities say dozens were injured, many of them children. In just this location in Dnipro, one of many sites in Ukraine, Russia targeted with barrages of missiles this weekend. The Ukrainians say the reason why the damage here is so extensive is that this building was hit with a cruise missile called the KH-22. That's designed to destroy aircraft carrier strike groups. And obviously, when it hit the building, it completely annihilated it, burying dozens of people underneath.
And those people were punished for what reason? Because they happened to be Ukrainian? Because they are in the path of a rampaging, sick dictator. And I hope that the reports in this case are accurate, that he is sick and ailing, and that his time on Earth should be shortened. It's a hideous evil, and people should be aware of it. It's not the only one. There's more. In Congo, Congo's army says a suspected Islamic extremist attack at a church in the country's east killed at least 10 people and wounded more than 36. A military spokesperson said Sunday that a group linked to Islamic extremists, surprise, surprise, is suspected of being responsible for a bomb that went off in the Pentecostal church. Pentecostal Christianity is rapidly growing throughout Africa and Asia, and South America, by the way. And the church, Pentecostal church in the North Kivu province town of Kasindi, the spokesperson says a Kenyan national who was found at the scene was detained. Kasindi is in the border with Uganda and has seen several attacks by fighters with the Allied Democratic Forces, so-called. Violence has racked eastern Congo for decades as more than 120 armed groups, different armed groups and militias fight for land and power. You could have been born there. I mean, and then there's this, Pakistan, another thank God for America dateline, but Pakistan on Sunday launched its first anti-polio campaign of the year, targeting 44.2 million children under the age of 5. Pakistan and Afghanistan are the only two countries in the world where polio continues to threaten the health and well-being of children. 20 cases were reported in tribal North Waziristan area last year, though the disease was contained among other children through immunization, said the Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif, who kicked off the nationwide campaign by administering polio drops personally to children in the capital, Islamabad. Pakistan has witnessed frequent attacks, let that sink in, on polio teams and the policemen who are deployed to protect them. Militants falsely claim that vaccination campaigns are a Western conspiracy to sterilize children. Okay, polio is a horrible disease. It has been nearly obliterated. And the anti-vaxxing nuttiness of Islamic extremists in Pakistan is giving it a toehold in one of the world's most populous countries. And then there's this. A drive-by shooting wounded 2 children and 4 women, police said Sunday. The police said officers were called Saturday afternoon to a church in the Houston area where a private memorial service was taking place. Police believe gunmen fired shotgun pellets from a moving car outside the church. A 7-year-old girl remained hospitalized Sunday with life-threatening injuries, and a 12-year-old girl sustained a leg injury. By the way, this was not in the United States. Central London. and they were supposed to be able to avoid all of this because they have more stringent rules on firearm ownership. And then something else to worry about, reported UFO sightings up sharply over 2 years. Reported sightings of unidentified aerial phenomena, known popularly as UFOs, have climbed significantly in the past 2 years, and almost half the new sightings remain unexplained, U.S. spy agencies and the Pentagon said in a report released Thursday. This is of great concern. Of the 366 newly identified reports, it said the Pentagon's ARO office characterized 26 as unmanned aircraft systems, also known as drones, 163 as balloons or balloon-like entities. That was how they explained Roswell. And 6 as clutter, such as birds, weather events, or airborne debris. The rest couldn't be characterized. Most of the new reports came from the Navy and the Air Force aviators, and many lack enough detailed data to enable a positive identification. There's a very fine point that is made here in dealing with the UFO hunters. It's done by Holman Jenkins in the Wall Street Journal. And he makes the point, in the new report, all hints of woo-woo and uncanniness are gone in favor of worry about the hazard airspace clutter poses to air traffic. Unsurprisingly, the reported sightings increased with the increased attention. Of 195 incidents that could be explained, 100% were not due to alien visitation. Of course, the genie won't go back in the bottle easily because 171 remain unexplained. But the truth is out there. If 100% of all the explained events don't involve aliens, what is the assumed rate of alien involvement in the unexplained events? If thousands of incidents are examined over decades and none yield any indication of alien visitation, what should we assume about the background incidents of alien visitation? That it's inconceivable. It's too far. It's too long. Human beings or any other form of life wouldn't be able to withstand the journey, even all the way to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.